The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you're listening to the prophetic voice of our time. How is everybody today? I would like to say hello to Gail. How are you doing? Javier, David, hello. Audrey, hello. And Harold, hello. Jose, hello. Ben, for the first time, I am going to mention your name. All of you others that are listening, I'd like to say God bless you. We're praying for you. Sir Anthony and your lovely wife and Rebecca and Rachel, okay? We are missing you guys, but I understand, but I know that you are one with us in the spirit. And we cover you with prayers, okay? We know where you're at, and we'll see you real soon. We are praying for all of you. And I pray that you are all in good health, even as your soul prospers. And I mentioned Ben. I don't know you, but God does. And he wants me to say hello to you over this radio today. So as you are driving, I want to remind you that God has everything under control. All you need to do is to walk through, believe, and trust him. 100%, all right? Walk in love, brother, and greater things are ahead, you'll see, okay? Esther, stand up, and greater works are still ahead. Glory to God. I would like to say also hello, Mary, Beth, and Mary, you are healed in Jesus' name. Jorge, focus on God, all right? What God has planned for our lives would not compare to what we want for ourselves, for our loved ones. They would not compare to even our greatest desires and dreams and aspirations. God's plan and what is about ready to manifest once we obey him and put our trust on him, what will manifest are greater and fulfilling and glorious, all right? Keep in mind that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. They will be formed, but they cannot linger, not unless we gave our permission. Okay? When we put our trust in our Lord Jesus Christ, all of this assignment against us, even the issues that we caused ourselves, sometimes out of ignorance, sometimes we get so distracted, always remember God looks at the heart. He is so amazing. I love the Lord Jesus, and I'm very grateful, eternally grateful for what he did for us. Last week, Joshua and Erica aired some of the prophecies to the nations. And it is my prayer that you are paying attention, and at the same time, that you allow yourself to submit to the discipline of our Lord and focus on him. Do not get distracted on what the wickedness that are manifesting, what the wicked are doing. They are exposing themselves. We know their agenda. And because it is the season that God allows the tares to grow with the wheat, wicked people continue to expose themselves because of the anointing, because of the prayer of the saints. Remember, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Means to say, our prayers, if we have a right standing with God, they are powerful and effective. And they will continue to self-destruct, or they'll continue to swallow or attack one another. It is our time for the body of Christ to stay out of the way of their wicked agenda, but instead focus on where the Holy Spirit is leading the body of Christ, is leading you, is leading me. We need to fully rely on our God, and we must put our trust in Him and in Him alone. Why? It's in Psalm chapter 2, verse 1 through 5. We are God's imitators because we are His children. Remember? So Psalm chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. Why do the nations rage and the people plot in vain? See? All the plans of the wicked, they will be in vain. Just don't give in to fear. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed. Isn't that what some wicked politicians, billionaires, wicked companies, media, and Hollywood, are they not ganging up against the American people, against the Christians? Okay? Let us not be alarmed and don't argue with them. Don't even debate. Don't try to convince them. Let us focus on God, okay? So verse 2, the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, let us tear off their bonds and cast away their ropes from us. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord ridicules them. Then He will speak to them in His wrath and terrify them in His burning anger. So stay out of the way, okay? Just like in the book of Revelation, we cannot change, add, or take away from that instruction. It says, let the wicked continue to be wicked, but let the righteous continue to do righteous things, and let the holy continue to be holy. Let us focus on Him. Okay? God is still laughing on what the wicked are plotting against Christians, against the people of God, against the nation of Israel, against the United States of America, and against the nations of the earth. God is not panicking either. See, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the Lord has more confidence in us that we will do our job, that we will take our post, that we will focus on Him, than our confidence of ourselves. And since God did not give us a spirit of fear, then let us not fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, of love, and of sound mind, and other translations, and self-discipline. Look at this COVID variant. They say it is highly contagious, and it is. But in comparison to last year, we have lower death rates, lower number of people hospitalized. Why? Because God's people are not giving to fear and panic this time. And many Americans, most Americans, are responsible. While the world out there continue to try to divide us as a country and for us to fear and to panic, because their agenda is they want us divided as a nation. And at the same time, the Spirit of the Lord is mobilizing the body of Christ to focus on Him, to be responsible, and to believe on what He is saying or promising to the body of Christ. United States of America will not fall, okay? The world out there are claiming that they are woke. But what they exposed is their hypocrisy. Just like Jesus exposed the hypocrisy of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law in His time, they're exposing their intentions and their agenda. And what happened that they do not expect? The people of God has awakened. We are now sober. We are now vigilant. And we are going to fight. And we are going to take what is rightfully ours. The earth is the Lord's and everything that is in it. Okay. I am so proud of the congregation of Freedom Fellowship Church. And especially our younger group. Some of them got the COVID. And Instead of panicking, they just took it with a grain of salt. They quarantined themselves, took the necessary precautions, ate nutritious food, and they got out of it. They overcame the virus without going to the doctor. And they shared their stories to one another, the symptoms that they got, with great humor. They were so funny. That is like celebrating. Are you getting this? Nobody, not even one of them, gave in to fear. They were actually still laughing about it after the fact. Yes, what we're dealing here now is serious. But they knew that them even getting the virus is one of the weapons that were formed in this body. But they also knew it will not prosper. So they enjoyed the process. They gave in to the quarantine. Now they have a lot of stories to tell. And most importantly, they have the antibodies now against this COVID in their system. It is much better than the vaccine. Americans gave in to panic last year, but not anymore. But I want to ask you, let us respect its other stand or belief. Whether you are in favor of vaccine or not, let us respect its other. And let us allow the people to make their own decision on what is good for them. Not the government, not the corporate, not the media, but them. Let us continue to be united, okay? We're not going to judge, and we're going to stop judging people who wear masks or who don't wear masks. Most of the time, I don't wear masks. But if the people will feel uncomfortable, then I wear a mask. Not for me that I'm afraid, but for their sake. But this is one thing. I cannot stand wearing masks for more than an hour, all right? I had a problem with it. So if I have to wear a mask the whole day, I'd rather not. But I take precautions. I am being responsible. And many Americans are responsible. They don't need to be dictated. It's not mandated here in Texas, but you see many people that are wearing masks. I respect them. But I also respect those who don't wear masks. It's their decision, okay? Instead, let us continue to focus on our Lord Jesus Christ, that we can agree on one thing. Our unifying force is Christ Jesus, only Him, and our love towards Him and our faith in Him will unite the body of Christ. And our language is love, because God is love. Let us stay out of the way. Let us not get distracted with the issues and the challenges of our times. But let us follow God's simple instruction, okay? In the Bible, you read it, kings, prophets, ordinary men and women, those who rely on God and those who followed His instruction, they never failed. I shared in one of our services about King Jehoshaphat, in which many, if not all of you, know about, but the story tends to remind us on what we're facing at this time. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, in that chapter, King Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, was surrounded by their enemies, the Moabites, Ammonites, and the Meunites. Okay? Their situation is dire. Just like us now, we are surrounded by lying and corrupt politicians, the bad news networks, the social media, some of the billionaires, some of the Hollywood. They think that they're elite, but they're being judged right now. In their times, they have the Moabites, Ammonites, and the Meunites. In our time, we have the parasites. So our situation is also dire. So in this situation, in King Jehoshaphat's situation, and the people of Judah in 2 Chronicles, starting with chapter 20, Jehoshaphat knew that he cannot rely on what he knows. He cannot rely on his army, his weapons, of his know, or his appeal. So he turned to God. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, starting with verse 13, it says, "Now all of Judah was standing before the Lord." Everybody, they were united as one nation, okay? This is what we need to do as a body of Christ. As an American, we need to unite and present ourselves as one before the Lord. "Now all of Judah was standing before the Lord, even their infants, wives, and children. And in the midst of the assembly, the Spirit of the Lord came on Jahaziel. And through the prophet Jahaziel, the Lord addressed the entire nation and gave them these instructions." Verse 15, he said, "Pay attention, O Judah. When the prophecy to the nation, especially concerning United States of America, pay attention, America." Okay? "Pay attention, O Judah, and those dwelling in Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat. Thus saith the Lord to you. Do not fear, nor be dismayed because of this great army, for the battle is not yours, but God's." That is a wonderful answer and a prophecy. All they need to do is do not fear, nor get dismayed because of this great army. I am going to fight for you. Okay? If God is for us, who can be against us? Okay. Verse 16. Additional instruction. First is do not fear nor dismayed. It says, "Tomorrow, go down against them. They will travel off by the ascent of Ziz. You will find them at the back of the valley before the wilderness of Jeruel. It will not be necessary for you to fight this conflict. Take your position, stand, and observe the deliverance of the Lord for you. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not fear or be filled with terror. Tomorrow, go out before them, and the Lord will be with you." As soon as they heard this from the Lord through the prophet, King Jehoshaphat bowed his face to the ground, and also all the people bowed down and worshiped the Lord. By the action of King Jehoshaphat and all the people of Judah, they demonstrated that they believed what God said. They completely put their trust in Him, and then they celebrated in verse 19. "And the Levites from the descendants of the Kohathites and Korahites rose up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a very loud voice." You cannot sing and dance or sing before the Lord or worship Him if you are terrified of your enemies. If your situation is dire and you're facing a giant. Okay? Also, the king of Judah appointed praisers. That is a good way. That is a strategy, right? Have a party. We at this present, United States of America, we are a nation surrounded by unseen and seen or visible enemies. This COVID is a tentacle of the spirit of destroyer. Okay? So corruption and the wickedness in the government, especially those in Washington, D.C. And we are inundated with illegal immigrants, infiltrated by drug dealers and human traffickers, wars and rumors of wars. We must follow the same instruction in 2 Chronicles 20. It is the same instruction as we have now. Do not fear. Take action and obey the instruction from the Lord to the letter. And the Lord already sent and continue to send prophets, His prophets, to release the thus saith the Lord. And the angels of God are activated. All we need to do now is to obey the instruction and believe and worship God. Some of the prophecies released for this year, that this is a year of many golden opportunities. a time of celebration, a time of victory. So let us follow what King Jehoshaphat commanded the nation of Israel. Have faith in God, and you shall be established, and believe in his prophets, and you shall prosper. The transfer of wealth and influence will manifest in our lifetime, as prophesied, once we follow these simple instructions from God in our time. Do not give in to fear. Focus on God. Stay out of the way. This is the battle of the Lord. Follow instruction to the letter. Celebrate. And as we obey our instruction, God sets things in motion. We must focus on him. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22 says, when they began singing and praising, the Lord set ambushes against Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah. So they were all defeated. And this is what happened next. Verse 23. Then the Ammonites and Moabites stood up against those dwelling from Mount Seir to destroy and finish them. In other words, they began to attack one another. First, they were united against the people of Judah. Two, division came upon them. This is one of the ambushes that God Almighty sent in their camp, and they started attacking each other while the nation of Judah were watching. You know what Psalm 91 said? We will only see or witness before with our own eyes the punishment of the wicked, but it will not come near us. And now, let's go back to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 24. And Judah came to the watchtower of the wilderness, and they turned to the vast army and saw only corpses lying on the ground, and no one was spared. Verse 25. Then Jehoshaphat and his people came to gather their plunder, and they found among them in abundance riches, with the corpses and precious jewelry, which they took for themselves more than they could carry. They were gathering the plunder for 3 days because there was so much to carry. That is the transfer of wealth and influence, body of Christ. The great reversal is now because they worshiped God first and they trusted him. And the people of Judah, the army, there were no casualties. This is the heart and the way of God. It is our prayer, and it shall be our stand, that no one shall perish, that there won't be any casualties in the kingdom of our God. Okay? Obey God, trust him, worship him, and celebrate. And the wicked, they will attack each other. And only thing that we need to do then is to continue to celebrate, worship God, and take the plunder to take over. Isn't that amazing? It is true then, it is true now. God is love, and he is looking at you and I to focus and discipline ourselves, not to get distracted with all of this. Please don't get into argument, don't get in fear-mongering and even hate-mongering. Don't be angry, but instead celebrate. Just imagine that our Father God is sitting on the throne, and Jesus Christ, our Lord, is on his right hand. They were laughing at the plan of the wicked here in United States of America. And he will deal with them personally. Focus on what you have to do. Continue to smile and celebrate. Remember, weapons will be formed against you and I, but they will not prosper. God bless you for tuning in. I'm running out of time. I want you to subscribe to SOGMI.org so that no matter what happened, we can still communicate with you via email. And also subscribe to YouTube and like us on Facebook, okay? Help us on this while we continue to expand, preaching the gospel and making disciples, all for the glory of God and for the benefit of his people. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Thank you.